Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, a pilot project to help children and adolescents who've experienced sexual abuse has been launched in Galway. The One House, Barna House project will bring all the key services and the professionals under one roof, and it's designed to help youngsters and their families. It's hoped the project will serve as a model for a national service. Also, today's Irish Times has a report, and we referred to it earlier, about two sisters left in a foster home where they suffered physical and emotional abuse for more than a decade after the first warnings about their plight. I'm joined from our Galway studio by the child law expert, Professor Geoffrey Shannon. Good evening. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, Mary.
Now, as we talk about this new pilot project that you're rolling out today, talk to me first about the problems that you've seen highlighted, I suppose, over years and years when it comes to dealing with children and adolescents involved in sexual abuse situations.
Yeah, well, I don't want to comment on the individual facts of the case that appeared in this morning's Irish Times.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah. What I will say is there is a duty on the state to protect children in strong, unequivocal terms. There is a mandatory duty on the state to ensure that there is a positive approach to protecting children. And when a child is the victim of abuse, it is the responsibility of all statutory services and agencies to provide a timely and proportionate response. Intervention, when it arrives, must not be too late to protect the child. I think today's initiative is going to be a game changer. Minister Sapone, in launching the initiative today, indicated that an audit on how An Garda Síochána exercises its emergency child protection powers, which I completed in 2007, was a catalyst for that. And if I can just mention very briefly that audit found that members of An Garda Síochána demonstrated very impressive ability to deal with child protection issues. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the Gardaí commit great efforts to treating children sensitively and compassionately when they are asked to invoke their emergency child protection powers. But one of the key findings of the audit was that it found poor and limited levels of interagency cooperation. And I suppose a critical theme emerging from that audit was that notification is not communication. And some children are seriously disadvantaged and are vulnerable to having second best choices made for them by the lack of interagency cooperation. So that's why I believe today's initiative will significantly improve our child protection system, because for the first time, the services will follow the child. And to date, what's happening is the child must look for the service. So what this model, there are probably four essential elements to this model.
And just before we come to the model, and I want to talk to you about your New York experience as well. But when you say agencies not talking to each other, are we talking here about the personnel in Department of Children not talking to the relevant personnel in the Department of Health, not talking to the relevant personnel in the Department of Justice, that literally nobody is picking up the phone to anybody else?
Yeah, what's happening is that we are ticking a box and we're pushing a piece of paper on, and that's historically been the trend. And what we need now to do is to communicate in a meaningful manner. It is essential, in my opinion, that children do not slip through the net and get lost. It's a question of pulling children back from the brink and ensuring that agencies communicate with each other in a very effective manner. And this isn't because of the fact that I'm trying to attribute blame to any of the individual agencies. But what we need is a joined-up approach to dealing with child protection. We had today, and I think it's quite significant, that we had both the Minister for Children and the Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan, attend this launch. I think that demonstrates a commitment of two departments with various agencies housed in those departments working together. And we also had a representation from the Department of Health, because sometimes we forget that these children suffer huge trauma by virtue of the abuse that they suffer. The system must meet the needs of children experiencing psychological or mental health difficulties.
And Geoffrey, to come up with this new model that's being piloted, you and Catherine Zappone, the minister, you went to New York, you went to the Child Advocacy Service there. How much have you taken from there and brought back to Galway?
The essential issue in both the Barnhouse model and the Children Advocacy Centre is it's about agencies working together in a child-friendly environment. And they all have, I suppose, four basic characteristics. It's a safe place for children to disclose abuse. Children are interviewed in a manner which minimises traumatisation and maximises evidential value. It's about embedding the criminal justice process in the Barnhouse model so as to eliminate traumatic cross-examination and enabling children to access therapeutic supports rapidly and in a child-friendly location. And those are the essential characteristics. This is sort of one-door principle, meaning that professionals should come to the child and not the other way around.
How do you make it a safe place, though? Because just saying it won't make anything that is created and put together a safe place for children. They have to feel it.
I'll tell you, Mary, why I think it will make a difference. And I've been over two decades involved in the area of child protection because for the first time, we're co-locating agencies. One person from one agency will have ready access to the person sitting across the table. You asked me at the outset of the interview what happens in New York, what happens in Oxford, what happens in the North, what happens in the Barnhouse models across Europe. It's the fact that the agencies are housed together and it's about individuals being in a position to discuss a case with each other rather than having to go from one building to another building. So what will happen is the agencies are following the child. I think that will ensure very meaningful change for children. And we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that childhood is for a defined period of time and we must do everything possible where a child suffers abuse to try and reclaim that childhood. And the best way to do that is that there is a timely and proportionate response, that agencies work seamlessly together. And I passionately believe that the model that has been launched today, the model that I strongly advocated in the Garda audit, is a model that will deliver for children.
Professor Geoffrey Shannon, roll out nationally in what timeline, just briefly?
Yeah, today was a very significant day in that we have a pilot project launched. I think we're going to need to evaluate that project, and I think what needs to happen next is that there should be a timeline for rolling this approach to child protection out nationally.
All right, Professor Geoffrey Shannon, thank you very much.